こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Master Sensei. This is episode 42. Today in this episode, we will learn about how to make te form. Now let's go. Te form is an important Japanese verb form to know. It does not indicate tense by itself. However, it combines with other verb forms to create other tenses. Additionally, it has many other unique usages, such as speaking in the present progressive, connecting successive verbs, or asking for permission. So this is something like French, Spanish, Italian, etc. Those languages that need conjugations of verb. So in Japanese, we have to conjugate verbs according to what comes after that. Now let's learn how to make te form. For example, to buy, 買います。te form is 買って。to wait, 待ちます。te form is 待って。To take, 取ります。te form is 取って。So what you have to focus on is what comes before must. 買います。So e comes before must. 取ります。り comes before must. 待ちます。ち comes before must. So when there is e, chi, or li, te form will be te. Te. So before this te sound, you have to stop for a while. So it's te. Te. To read, yomimasu. Te form is yonde. To play, asobimasu. Te form is asonde. To die, shinimasu. Te form is shinde. So let's focus on what comes before mas. Yomimasu, so mi comes before mas. Asobimasu is bi. Shinimasu is ni. So whenever there is mi, bi, or ni before mas, te form will be nde. To listen is kikimasu. Te form is kiite. To write, kakimasu. Te form is kaite. So kikimasu and kakimasu before masu is ki. So whenever there is ki before masu, te form is ite. To rush is isogimasu. Te form is isoide. So whenever there is gi before mas, te form will be ide. To speak, hanashimasu. Te form is hanashite. To lend something is kashimasu. Te form is kashite. So whenever there is shi before masu, te form will be shite. So ichiri will be te. Nimibi will be nde. Ki will be ite. Gi will be ide. Shi will be shite. Have you noticed that all these sounds end with I sound? So for example, I, chi, li. If you write this in alphabet, it always ends with the letter I. Ni mi bi also ends with I. So whenever before must ends with the letter I, we call these verbs group 1. So these are all group 1 verbs. For example, to eat, 食べます。This one, if you look at before must, it ends with the letter E. When it ends with E, this is group 2. So 食べます is group 2. If it's group 2, the conjugation will be very easy. So you just omit must and then you put te. So 食べます. You omit the must and then you put te. 食べて。食べて. So this is how to make the conjugation of group 2 verbs. To teach, 教えます。教えます。So again, this is group 2 verb. So you will omit the must and then you put te. 教えて。教えて. Another rule for group 2 verb is when there is only one hiragana before must, then this is considered as group 2 as well. So all the hiragana consists of one consonant and one vowel. So if you see one consonant and one vowel, this is considered as one set. So for example, to see, to watch, to look is 見ます。見ます。 Since 見 consists of one consonant and one vowel, this is one set. There is an equivalent hiragana for this. In this case, it's group 2. So how to make te form? You just omit mas and then you put te. 見て。見て. To wear something is 着ます。着ます. So before mas there is K and I, one consonant and one vowel. So this is considered as one set. This is group 2. So te form will be 聞いて。聞いて. And there is another group which is called group 3. Group 3, there is only two words. To come, 来ます。来ます. And to do, します。します。 So group 3, you just have to memorize. There is two words, which is to come, 来ます. And to do, します。 来ます. Te form is 来て。来て. します. Te form is して。して. So you just have to memorize these two. So let's review what we have done today. Group 1. If before must is 一、ち、り, then te form will be て。て. If it's 二、み、び, it becomes nde, nde. If it's ki, it becomes ite, ite. Gi becomes ide, ide. Shi becomes shite, shite. Group 2 verbs. 食べます becomes 食べて. So you will just omit ます and then you put て. 教えます, to teach, becomes 教えて. 見ます, to see, to look, to watch, will be 見て. To wear, 着ます, becomes 着て. Group 3 verbs, there is only two words. One is to come, 着ます. Te form is 着て. To do, します. Te form is shite.
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございます。バイバイ。バイバイ。